位弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning。
很开心，今天是我们的八周年的堂庆。
Very happy today is our 8th anniversary。
我们有三位的弟兄姊妹受洗归到主的名下。
We have our three brothers and sisters to baptize into our Lord。
啊，这三位弟兄姊妹刚好是三个代表。
It all represent three representative。
感谢神，他们在众人面前见证，他们愿意归到主的名下。
Thank God that they publicly witness their faith。
但是如果每次受洗都讲受洗的意义的话
，But if every time there's a baptism and I talk about the meaning of baptism，
那还是停留在基督道理的开端。
Then we stay at the infancy of God's words。
因为我们教会已经有前后算起来有25年的历史了。
Our church is already 25 years old。
搬到这个圣殿已经有8年的时间。
There has been 8 years since we moved here。
所以我们不再是处于一个婴孩的阶段。
So we are no longer in the infancy。
所以今天我是带些干粮来给大家分享。
So today I bring some solid food。
所以今天我给大家借用哈该书给大家分享一个很重要的题目。
Today I'm going to share with you from the book of Haggai an important topic。
那这个题目就是。重整优先次序。
It is to rearrange your priorities。
这个就是我们今天分享的主题。先知哈该和撒迦利亚是同时期的人物。
The prophet Haggai and Zechariah is the same period, living in the same period。
这两位的先知都在做一件的事情。
Both of them have done the same thing。
他就是在竭力地呼吁以色列民起来重建圣殿。
They called for the Israel to rebuild the temple of God。
所以我们读哈该书的时候
，When we read the book of Haggai，
我们要跟以斯拉记和尼希米记要合起来读。
We will read it with the book of Esther and the book of Nehemiah。
公元前的536年
536 BC，
犹太人被掳70年满了。
The Jews was exiled for 70 years in full。
所以耶和华神就激动当时波斯王古列的心。
Then Jehovah God stirred up the Cyprus king of Persia。
让这个王发布谕令，允许犹太人从巴比伦回来耶路撒冷。
So he made a proclamation to allow the Jews in exile to return to Jerusalem。
所以第一次从巴比伦回来有50,000犹太人。
The first group were about 50,000 people to return。
那这50,000人就放弃他们在巴比伦的产业。
They moved to give up whatever they have in Babylon。
他们就献身回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿，恢复敬拜。
To commit to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and worship。
根据以斯拉记第三章的记载。
According to Ezra。
第三章。
Chapter 3。
他们一回去就马上开工。
That they will start building as soon as they return。
完全不顾自己，完全顾不上自己。
They do not care about them personally。
当他们在立那个耶和华殿的根基的时候
，Then when they lay the foundation of the temple，
大家又哭又笑
，They cry and they laugh，
又蹦又跳
，And they jump around。
他们大声的呼喊
，They shout of joy。
老远很远的人都能听到他们的欢乐的声音。
People can hear them the shout of joy from afar。
他们真开心呢。
They're so happy。
但是过了半年之后
，After half year，
遇到政治势力的阻挠
，The political power stopped them。
因为他们挑拨离间，说这个犹太人想造反。
Because they said that reported to the king that they were wanted to revolt against the king。
所以这朝廷就下令禁止他们建造。
So the central government compelled them to by force to stop building.
一停就停了十六年了。
So when they stop, it stopped for 16 years.
到了公元前的五百二十年了，他们五百三十六年回来，对不对
？So when they stop for so by the time to 520 years BC.
所以停了十六年，那个地盘还在。
After 16 years, the building site, the construction site, is still there.
残捐败瓦。
But it's in ruin.
一片荒凉。
It's in ruin.
So, 我们想想一个地盘，一个工地停了十六年，大家想想那个是什么样子
？Can you imagine a construction site that been stopped work for 16 years? What would it be like?
不再有人关心。
Nobody cares.
大家全然忘记了他们回来耶路撒冷的目的。
Everybody has already forgotten what they returned to Jerusalem for.
就在这个时候
when that happened,
先知哈该出来讲了五篇的信息
The prophet Haggai came out for five messages
那这个屏幕上有写出来这个五篇信息的大概的主题和它的时间
Then this, you can see on the overhead that this time and the message the Haggai
哈该书一个很重要的特征就是每一篇信息很清楚地记录它的时间
He has marked the time clearly of every message.
但这边讲信息的时间都是在公元前五百二十年。
It's all within the year of 520 BC.
那这五篇信息前后的时间大概就持续三个多月。
They all preach within the three months period.
刚才James 带我们读了这个其实哈该书的第二篇的信息。
When we read just now, we read the second message.
第二篇信息很简单，他说：“耶和华说，我与你们同在。”
The second message is very simple. It simply said that I am with you.
中文字十个字的，中文字就刚好十个字。
Well, it's only four words in English.
但我去掉。对，但是去掉它 forwards in English， 但是把这个把耶和华说那个那四个字去掉，实际上只有六个字，我与你们同在。
It's only say I am with you。
那这是在十三节，这个日期是六月二十四号讲的。
This on the 24th of June it was preached。
刚才我们读了经文，这个神就激动那个领袖所罗巴伯和百姓的心。
That is when God has stirred up the leader Zerubbabel, stir up their heart.
他们就起来为神的殿做工。
So they committed to work to rebuild the temple.
所以这个果效出来了，对不对？他们起来做工了。
Then they start work, and then this result.
神与我们同在。
When God is with us.
这里有什么特别吗
？What is so special about that？
所以要明白这一篇简单讲到的信息的话
To understand this simple message
一定要读哈该的第一篇讲道
Then we have to go back to the first message of Haggai
那第一篇讲道我们说是六月初一
And we can see that's on the 1st of June
也就是三个礼拜前
That's 3 weeks before the second message
三个礼拜前哈该讲了第一篇道
On the 3 weeks ago, Haggai preached the first message.
我们要知道在那个讲道的那个结尾。
Then we can see at the end of his first message.
是耶和华神与你对立。
It was said that Jehovah God was opposed to you.
不行，我们就看一看。
Let's see it.
哈该书的第一章的九到十一节，我们看下一章的 slide。好，我们一起来读这个哈该书的第一章九到十一节，我们看屏幕就可以了。
Then let's just read from the overhead.
我有写出中文和英文啊。我们先读，我们读中文就好了。好，预备。所得的却少，你们收到家里，我就炊具，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人就奔 自己的房屋，这是万军之耶和华说的。所以我为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地上，山岗、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民、牲畜以及人手所劳碌一切得来的。好，这是哈该书的第一篇信息的结尾。
So that's the end of Haggai.
所以在讲完第一篇信息之后，神跟他们是对立的、敌对的。
So after the first message, God was opposing these people.
所以你读完这篇信息之后，你才知道第二篇信息有多么的宝贵，对不对
？So after the first message, then you realize how precious is the second message.
那一定是在哈该讲完了第一篇信息之后的三个礼拜。
After 3 weeks, Haggai preached the first message.
听到的人有反省，有回转，有悔改。
People that have heard it, that reflects, that have repented.And they have returned.
所以哈该的第一篇信息尤其重要。
So we can see how important it is for Haggai's first message.
因为是第一篇信息带来了以色列民的悔改和重新归回。
Because it's the first message that moved Israel to repent.
所以我们今天重点是看第一篇信息，哈该的第一篇信息。
So today we're going to look at the first message of Haggai.
好，我们来看那个后面啊，我们的读哈该信息的第一章的1-8节。
That's,
好，我们一起来读中文，预备起。大利乌王的第二年6月初1日，耶和华的话借先知哈该向犹大的省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚说。万军之耶和华与此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时间尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的多，出的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。 好，这就是哈该书的第一篇信息。
That is the first message of Haggai.
我们今天就来思想，在这篇信息里面，神自己所说的三句话。
Let's think about the three sentences that God have said himself.
在之前，我们先来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
你在公元2500多年前，你借着先知哈该所说的话。
What you have said to us at 536 BC.
你今天也求你同样来对我们说话。
Today we pray that you speak to us today.
愿你的圣灵在我们殿中大大的运行。
May your spirit move within this house.
让我们的心向主你全然打开。
Let our hearts be open to you.
来聆听主你自己的话。
To hear from you.
我们把以下的时间恭敬交在主你的手中。
We commit this time to you.
求你来帮助我们。
Please help us all.
我们这样的感恩祷告，交托奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，今天我们看三句话，第一句话是第二节。
The first sentence we're looking at is on the chapter one, verse two.
这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候还没有到。
He said that the time has not yet come for the Lord's house to be built.
你们读这句话的有什么感觉
？When you read this, What is your thoughts?
那我读的时候呢，
When I read it,
我读的时候我印象非常的深刻。
It impressed me greatly.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这位神在引用我们自己说的话。
Because God is spoke what we have just spoken.
他来讽刺我们，来反驳我们自己说的话。
To refute what we just said.
如果用广东话来说的话，如果用广东话的语气来说这句话的话，
To say it in Cantonese，
这里讲紧乜嘢啊？呢度
What are you talking about？ That's not Cantonese， but anyway，
你讲紧乜嘢啊？
What are you really talking about？
请问他们从老远从巴比伦回来是做什么？
Why are they returning？ Why？Did they return from Babylon?
他们是回来建神的殿。
They returned to rebuild the temple of God.
来恢复敬拜。来恢复在圣殿里面来恢复敬拜。
To restore worship.
这明摆的就是神自己的心意。
That is God's will.
因为神把这个意念放在古列王的心里面，让他来做成这个事。
Because God put this in the king of Persia.
他们在做什么呢？他们在做什么呢？
What do they actually do? What were they actually doing?
他们在建自己的小家。
They're building their own houses.
Who cares 神的？谁来 care 神的家？
Who cares about what's happening in the temple of God?
不过话说回来。
But then we can say that again.
犹太人说这句话，他有很充分的理由。
The Israel have a very good reason to say this.
因为他们的客观环境，这个朝廷有下令禁止他们建造。
Because the central government has forced them to stop.
但是十六年过去了。
But after 16 years.
难道神的心意废了吗？
Has God's will been lost?
当然没有。
Of course not.
所以当哈该再次宣讲主的心意之后，
When Haggai spoke out the will of God again,
那犹太人他心里听从了我。
Israel have listened and convinced in their heart.
所以三个月，其实三个月之后，这个哈该书讲完五遍信息之后，犹太人就开工了。
After 3 months, after these 5 messages,
当然他们开工也遇到势力的阻挠。
They start the work rebuilding again, although they still have a lot of obstacles.
但犹太人说有，我们有皇帝的谕令叫我们开工。
Yes, we got permissions from the king to start work again.
所以那个反对的事情说有这样的事吗？啊，所以他就写信回那个朝廷，你去查询有没有这样的事。结果他们查到了有啊，古列王有下令。
So they have writing letters back and forward to make sure that there is a permission to rebuild again.
所以他们就开工了，三年之后就建成了。
After 3 years, they started and they have finished.
那从这句话里，我们来思想什么呢？
Then, what we can think about it carefully.
我们好多基督徒心里想。
A lot of Christians think in their hearts.
我侍奉的时间还没有到。
The time for me to serve is the God to serve God is not yet come.
或者说，我受洗的时候还没有到。
The time for me to be baptized has not yet come.
当我们这样讲的时候，
When we said this,
我们的理由远远没有犹太人理由充分。
We don't have the reasoning that the Israel had.
因为犹太人有很客观的理由，官方有禁令。
The Israel had a real reason.
但是好多时候我们自己是在找理由。
A lot of times we try to find excuses.
我们找一些很属灵的理由。
We find something that sounds spiritual.
但是我想了几个理由。第一个是我要等候神。
The first one is that I have to wait upon God.
那等候是一个很重要的属灵的功课。
To wait upon God is a very important step.
是没有理由说你这个会错的。
Nobody can say that it is wrong.
第二个理由我们经常讲的，我要祷告。
The second one is that I have to pray about it.
但你要祷告的时候，没有人够胆说你不可以，对不对？没有人敢说。
And when you say that, nobody can say that you don't pray.
所以有的时候我邀请一些弟兄姊妹出来神的家里面服事。
So sometimes when I invite brothers and sisters to come and serve,
教会是神的家。
The church is God's family.
也是我们自己的属灵的家。
It's our spiritual home.
我们在这里不是侍奉就是被侍奉。
We are here. We are either serve or be served.
对，就两样，对不对？你不是侍奉就是被人家侍奉。
If we are not serving, then we were served by the others.
所以应该是 ，sorry， 应该是我们每个人两样都应该有。
So all of us should be both.
对不对？
Is that right?
对对，所以我邀请一些弟兄姊妹出来侍奉的时候，他说我要祷告。
So when I invite brothers and sisters to come out and serve, they say I have to pray.
我说好，祷告当然好。
Of course, yes, you can pray about it.
所以我就希望你祷告一两个礼拜之后，有没有一个 feedback 告诉我，哎，祷告怎么样了？神怎么引导你没有啊
？So after one or two weeks, I will expecting an answer. What do you think? What's the result of your prayers?
啊，这个没有动静。
But there's nothing.
啊，过了大半年了。
After more than half a year,
我又去问他，哎，能不能出来？这个教会里面有些服侍侍奉啊。
Then I ask again, can you come out and serve?
他说我要好好祷告。
I really have to pray hard about it.
就是说，这个大半年过去，根本没有当真这个事情。
So what had been happening in the half year? It's nothing much.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
那等候神、祷告神，这个都是很重要的属灵的功课。
Wait upon God and pray to God is very necessary.
我根本无意，没有丝毫的意思去否定这两个东西不重要。
I cannot deny the importance of it.
但是如果我们将这些作为我们来不侍奉的借口的话，
But we really can't use this as the excuse for not to serve.
那神借着哈该就对我们说话。
God speaks through Haggai.
叫你讲紧乜嘢喺度
？What are you talking about, really?
有些事情很清楚是神的心意。
There's a lot of things that's very clear is will of God.
比如说我们传福音给人家。
Like preach gospel.
那圣经说无论得时不得时都要传的啦。
In the Bible, it says that.If you have time or you don't have time, you still have to preach the gospel. 所以有机会就要传
了，不需要太多的等候和祷告了，不需要太多的等候了。
Whenever you have opportunities, you should preach your gospel.
我们到神的家里来服事。
We come out to serve.
也很清楚是神的心意了。
It's also the will of God.
我们饶恕人。
We forgive others.
我们爱人如己。
We love others as ourselves.
我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
We sacrifice our body as a living sacrifice.
这些都不需要等候和反复祷告的。
It doesn't need to be wait upon God or pray repeatedly.
你不要扮糊涂，对不对？扮糊涂，渣，哎嘛，广东话对吧？我们记住了。不要扮糊涂，对不对？
It cannot pretend to be that you're not clear.
反而更多的是需要顺从和行动。
What is needed is obedience and action.
因为神知道我们的心。
God knows our hearts.
那这里我想顺便讲一讲，其实我们那个建这个礼拜堂的一些历史。
I want to talk to you about the history of this building.
其实这个礼拜堂我们搬进来是八年，建成也是八年时间。
It has been eight years since this building is built.
但实际上，我们开始做工、策划、做成，应该超过十几年的时间。
But the planning has way before that, about 12 to 13 years.
Yeah, 我记得是02还是03年，我们是开始筹划，对不对啊
？In 2002, when we started to plan.
当时我们还在 Trinity 的小学。
When we were in Trinity school there.
我们当时也有同工会里面还有一个建堂小组。
We also have a building committee.
当时我在同工会里面。
I was in the committee.
当时好像我记得Joe好像是建堂小组的组长啊，记得啊。
Joe was the leader for the committee member.
当时我也在建堂小组。
And I was there too.
记得我当时还每个月还编那个 newsletter 关于建堂的 newsletter， 每周汇报告诉会众有些什么 progress.
And I was have the newsletter. to inform everyone about the progress of the construction.
建堂当时有人同意，有人不同意。
Some agree and some are not agree.
还有人强烈反对。
Some strongly oppose.
就是建堂的时间还没有到。
They said the building time has not yet come.
就是跟哈该里面讲的内容差不多。
It's the same as in Haggai.
怎么样来筹款？
About fundraising.
有人说东，有人说西。
Someone should do it this way, and someone should do it that way.
还有人有更加属灵的理由。
And someone is even more spiritual.
他说：“神的事工，神必预备，耶和华已乐。”为什么需要人来筹款
？Say Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. Why should we to go and fundraising?
你怎么回答这样的理由？你怎么回答他？
How do you answer such a spiritual reason?
没得答，对不对？都是正确的。
So it's very correct.
都是圣经有圣经依据的。
It's all in the Bible.
所以当时也没有牧者，其实很艰难。
So at that time we don't have pastor, so it was very difficult.
对，就是我现在做了牧师，我可能也没有很好的理由来回答这样的借口。
Even though I'm now a pastor, but I still don't know how to answer to such a spiritual question.
所以关于建堂这个事情。我们知道，这个大家崇拜在一起就不同心。
Then we're really not united in this about building.
那么开会的时候就吵架。
When we have the meeting, we'll argue.
因为我感到很心疼，因为要吵架的，因为吵架的那个时候我在场。
It's really heartbreaking because I was there when this argument happened.
最后还是导致教会的分裂。
And it resulted.
有一些人离开了。
Some people leave the church.
那感恩的是，我们还是有一群忠心的弟兄姊妹，在困难当中坚持来建造。
But we thank God that some brothers and sisters insist and persist on building this church.
我想可能黄伟昌牧师在当中可能也做了不少工作啊，因为我不在这里的时候。
Especially Pastor Huang Weichang, I think he has done a lot of work.
当然，那我们建堂的那个进度就很慢了啊，其实也有花了四五年的时间。
And it took a lot longer, 4 to 5 years.
哦，建筑的那个建筑的造价那几年刚好是一路飙升啊。
It has taken a lot of money too.
所以造价从以前的60万、80万，最后到买这里买单应该是100好几万，对不对？
Firstly, it was like 600,000, and then 800,000, and to a million, more than a million.
那我04年初我就离开黄金海岸，回到中国内地去了。
I left Gold Coast to return to China in 2004.
所以后续的工作我就没有参加。
I haven't took part in what's happened later.
所以跟这里的部分的粤语弟兄姊妹和大部分的华语的弟兄姊妹一样。
So same as some brothers and sisters here.
我是在享受这个圣殿建造的成果。
I enjoy the result of the building of this house, God's house.
那我本人是没有太多的实质性的贡献。
But I didn't contribute to what.To the building.
因此我心里就特别感恩。
So I am very thankful in my heart.
有一次我跟那个恩道会的张全道分享。
So I was sharing with a brother in 恩道会。
他非常感慨地说。
He said.
他说神的殿不是靠有钱人建起来的。
God's house is not built by people who are rich.
神的殿是靠愿意奉献的人建起来的。
But was built by those people who are willing.
如果我们感恩的话，其结果当然就是奉献。
When we're grateful in our hearts, the natural result of it is to give.
这个奉献不单指金钱的奉献呢。
It's not only giving of money.
还有我们的时间，我们的才干，我们的精力等等。
But our time, our strength, our talent.
这是我今天分享的第一节的经文。
That's the first verse that I need to share.
那么第二节的经文是在第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，这里这样说： 他说这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房卧吗？
Is it a time for yourself to be living in your paneled house while this house remains a ruin？
这位当然先知是在这里很直截了当的啊，很直截了当的责备他们。
This up the prophet is very direct in the in his criticism.
这十六年他们在干什么呢？
What have they been doing in these 16 years?
他们在努力经营自己的小家庭。
They work hard to build their own houses.
我们想2500多年前。
About 2,500 years ago.
住一个有天花板的房子已经是非常奢华了。
When they're living in a house with panels, ceilings are very luxurious.
那我现在住的房子家里当然也有天花板了。
Now the house I'm living is also got ceilings.
有的弟兄姊妹家那个 ceiling 还是 high ceiling 啊，住是
high ceiling。Some brothers and sisters have high ceiling houses.
那我望着我家天花板，我有时候我还想啊。
When I look at my ceiling, I was thinking.
我说神的家荒凉吗？因为我读了这里，我想神的家荒凉吗
？When I read this, I say, "Well, is God's house in ruin now?"
那这个问这个问题不单是传道人啊。
It's not only the pastors ask these questions.
也不单是同工十位同工啊。
It's not only the people that works in the committees.
也不单是我们的组长、副组长们呢。
It's not only just the leaders of all cell groups.
是每一位弟兄姊妹。
It's everyone, every brothers and sisters.
我们都要问。
We all need to ask this question.
我们住天花板的房间。
When I'm living in a house with ceiling.
神的殿荒凉吗？
Is God's house in ruin?
你觉得我们的殿荒凉吗？
What do you think? Do you think this house is in ruin?
我们的天花板没有漏水。
Our ceiling is not leaking.
我们的窗户也没有破破烂烂，好像冬天很冷，进风。
Our windows are not broken.
我们的凳子也没有破烂啊，都还坐得很稳当，不会摔下来。
Our chairs are very steady.
我们的殿蛮好的。
Our house is pretty good.
那我们的教会荒凉吗？
How about our church? Is our church in ruin?
他这个问题问得很敏感了，因为太直接了吧。
This question is a bit direct and a bit sensitive.
所以不好那么简单的回答。
It's very hard to answer it simply.
所以教会是否荒凉，要看我们弟兄姊妹的内心是否向着神。
Whether the church is in ruin, we need to see the hearts of brothers and sisters whether they are in God.
就是我们的心是否将神的家的事情摆在首位。
Whether our priority is in the things of God.
就是看我们内心里面呢。
Look into our hearts.
但是我们看不到，我们怎么知道呢？
We can't see your heart because we're not God.
但是我们看一些外在的表征来判断。
We see the signs from outside signs.
那我这里想大概有几个表征可以来判断我们教会是否真的很荒凉。
There's a few signs to see whether our church is in ruin.
那么第一个就是我们弟兄姊妹在平时不是在教会里面，在平时走去教会之外的时间，我们是否有彼此的互相关爱呢？
Whether our brothers and sisters really love each other outside the worship time.
那这个是我们生命见证的问题，对不对？
This is the witness, our witness.
那么感谢神，我觉得我们教会这方面还蛮好的。
Thank God that I think that our church is really still pretty good at this.
我们广东话和普通话里面都有为数不少的弟兄姊妹，平时还是蛮互相关爱大家、帮助大家的。
I think within the Mandarin group and the Cantonese group, we have a lot of brothers and sisters that are very caring and concerned for the others.
特别我们广东话的，我们特别要欣赏那个 Peter Mary 他们夫妇啊，做了很多关怀、探访、 有病肢体的工作。
Peter and Mary in the Cantonese group have done a lot of visiting and care for the others.
当然还有其他的弟兄姊妹也有啊。
Of course, there's also a lot of others.
就从这个从这一点看，我觉得我们教会还是蛮好的。我们感谢神。
From this, that I can see that our church is doing well.
那第二个可以判断的一个标准，就是有多少人愿意来持守这个十一的奉献呢？
The second one is who will commit to tithes and offering.
那从这个方面判断，我觉得教会有荒凉的迹象。
That from this, I can see that there's some ruin in this.
我觉得还是只有少数人能够持守、坚持这个十一奉献。
It's only a small percentage that are committed for tithes and offering.
那么第三个判断套准很判断的标准就是教会有多少人比较稳定的参加祷告会，教会的祷告会。
The third sign is who comes to the prayer meeting.
那么我们教会加起年轻人，我们应该会员超过150人以上，应该不止。
So we have more than 150 people, in this congregation, including youth.
那我们每两周一次的祷告会，大概也是正常参加的，应该少于20人以下。
So we have a fortnightly prayer meeting on Friday night, and it's less than 20 people.
从这个角度看，我们教会是蛮荒凉的。
From this angle, we found that the church is in ruin.
那么先知在这里谴责什么呢？
What is the prophet Haggai really criticizing?
先知难道是在谴责我们住有天花板的房子吗？
Was he actually criticizing that we shouldn't have been living in a paneled ceiling house?
No, 我觉得不是。
Not really.
天花板只是一个标记而已。
The ceiling is just an icon, it is a sign.
先知谴责的是他们将生活的优先次序颠倒。
The prophet is criticizing their priorities.
他们将自己的需要摆在首位。
They put their need first.
那么神家的需要呢？
How about the need of the house of God?
Who cares?
More and later.
所以天花板可以使我们的豪宅，可以使我们的辆车，可以使我们儿女的教育，可以使我们的事业、生意。
The ceiling could represent, the education of our children, our houses, our beautiful car, and could be our business.
或者我们家庭生活的各种的安排。
The all sort of arrangement of our family life.
有的弟兄姊妹一周工作7日。
Some brothers and sisters work 7 days a week.
啊，敬拜神的事情靠边站。
About worshiping God, well, it's on the side burner.
还有的弟兄姊妹有一点事情，就首先牺牲主日崇拜。
Some people have whatever they have any little things, they will stop coming on Sunday.
这个正如我上次讲到所讲曼宁所提到的
It's like what Manning said
是我们用自己的生活方式来否定我们的信仰
We use our own lifestyle to contradict our religion, our faith
这个才是最要命的地方
This is most fatal
我们有位弟兄
There's a brother
他其实他没有做工作没有工作他没有去做工作。
He's not working.
其实生活是蛮悠闲的。
Has got quite a lot of spare time.
他有一项爱好。
Have a hobby.
他都很用心去设计这个那样的爱好。
He's use his heart to do it. This hobby.
每周都要花好几次的时间去做那样的事情。
So every week you spend quite a few times to do this hobby.
我就邀请他来教会里面有些的服事。
So I invite him to come and serve in the church.
也邀请他来参加我们的Kairos 的课程。
And I also invited him to come for the Kairos lessons.
他的回应是侍奉啥啊？我家里都搞不定。
So why should I go and serve? My house is not in order.
就是他很 immediate response.
It's his immediate response.
那 在他的一个 mindset 里面。
In his mindset，
就是要自己的家里的事情。
When he wants his everything in his house，
yeah， 全部搞得稳妥，哒哒顶了，稳妥之后。才会考虑教会的事情。
When everything is perfectly done, then he will think about the house of God.
这就是他的那个思想。
That's his mindset.
这是优先次序彻底颠倒。
That's he got his priority wrong.
唔得闲，最常见的一句话，对不对？没空，唔得闲，是大家口头经常讲的一句话。
We often say that we have no time.
我们每人每天有86400秒，每人都一样。
Every day, every person has the same time, which is 86,400 seconds.
你不会比人多，也不会比人少一秒。
Nobody has got 1 second more or 1 second less.
所谓没有空
，When you say there's no time，
就是说你把某些事情看得更加重要。我一定要做这些事情。
You consider something is more important than the others.
那其他的时间对不起，放一边去先。
So you push others to the side.
很多被牺牲的事情就是神家的事情。
So a lot of things have been pushed to the side is the things of God.
所以这个就是荒凉的根源呢。
This is a root of being ruined.
那这个也就是先知在谴责的东西。
That's what the prophet is criticizing.
我今年50岁了，我还年轻，还。
This year I'm 50 years old, very young.
已经开始人生下半场。
I already start my second half.
6年前我做出了人生一很重要的决定。
6 years ago, I make an important decision.
是我出来全时间的服侍神。
I work full time for God.
其实大家不知道，我们黄金海岸华人基督教会其实出了3位传道人呢。
So in this church, I don't know whether you know, we have 3 pastors come out of this church.
第一位是我们的何广明弟兄他是来自台湾的弟兄。
First from Taiwan, Pastor 何广明。
第二位是我们的刘志强弟兄Michael 弟兄是来自于香港的。
Second one from Hong Kong.老子强。
那他们两个现在都在 Melbourne 的教会服侍。
Both of them work in Melbourne now.
第三位当然就是小弟了我来自于中国大陆。
I'm the third person.
将神家的事情优先放在优先的地位。
Putting the things of God at the priority.
并非需要个个都出来做传道人。
It's not to ask everyone to come out to be pastors.
其实就是在你的日常生活里面。
Is in your daily life.
将神的事优先考虑。
Putting God in priority.
我们都会老，神的家需要后继有人。
We all will be old, and house of God needs some young people.
所以这里我 here I especially challenge our young people.
在这里我挑战我们的年轻人。
The future of our church.
我们教会的未来。
The warrior of God's kingdom.
我们神国的勇士。
Prioritize your life.
把你的优先次序放好，放准。
Put God's concern as your number one priority.
将神家的事变成你首要的。
And then you will definitely be blessed all of your life.
那上帝会祝福你。的一生，
上帝一生都会祝福你。如果你摆对了优先次序
，When you put your priority right, then God will bless all your life.
好，我们来看看第三节的经文。
On the third verse,
就第三项，怎么样是一个智慧的选择
？How do you choose wisely?
第五节和第七节这里两次先知提到，你们要省察自己的行为。
In verse 7 and verse 5.Twice the prophet asked to give careful thoughts to your way.
广东话就话要谂啊，你要谂下。
Thoughts，
即系要思考，要分析，要去琢磨，为什么要这样说
？To careful thoughts.
所以先知更进一步解释了为什么他们会失败。
And they explain why they fail.
就是很清楚，是因为他们在他们的行动里面优先次序当中，把自己的需要放在首位。
Because they got their priority wrong, they put their own needs first.
所以他们没有经历到上帝的祝福。
So they did not experience the blessing of God.
反而是经历了上帝的咒诅。
But they experienced the curse of God.
这里面就收成不好啊，干旱哦，出产少啊，其他的灾害等等。
The produce reduce, the harvest is little, and they have plagues.
这一些都不是新闻的，这些都是旧东西，因为在申命记二十八章早已讲得非常清楚了。
This is not news, because it was in Deuteronomy already said that.
Yeah, 28, chapter 28, Deuteronomy. 在申命记的二十八章已经说明了。所以，我们如果做了二十年的基督徒的话，我们就已经听了超过一千场的道。
If you have been a Christian for more than 20 years, then you would have been heard about more than a thousand preaching.
二十年的人生活里面发生了许许多多的事情。
There are many things that happen in your life in these 20 years.
那究竟我们有没有反省呢？有没有去思考想呢？
Do we give careful thoughts?
如果你没有想的话，
If you didn't,
很多事情就白白的发生，你没有得到益处啊。
A lot of things just happened, and you haven't really get any benefits from it.
你的生命就没有长进啊。
You hasn't really grown.
所以反省其实非常的重要。
So give careful thoughts is very important.
其实在神学院的学习，95%在训练我们怎么样来反省。
In the Bible College, we spend 95% of the time to reflect, to give careful thought of our own actions.
所以先知在提醒我们，我们这件事情发生，我们背后看到了什么？
The prophet reminds us to give careful thoughts to see what is behind all this.
所以在第六章，在第六节和第九节。
In chapter, in verse.Six and verse nine,
还有第十节
and verse ten.
这里也讲得非常清楚。这个你
clearly said,
你搏命做，你再辛苦去做，
you work,
回报也很少。
You work hard, you gain little.
你赚呢，就是赚得几多都冇得使啊！啊，赚了很多钱，但是你还是用不到，用不上。这没有给你的用，没得用。
You earn a lot, but you gain no satisfaction.
你辛辛苦苦赚回来，但是被风给吹掉了。
It is blown away.
或者是你的钱囊里面漏掉了。
Your purse has hole in it.
没得用，用不上，那你用不到啊。
You can't use it.
这些现象不断地发生在我们的生活里面。
When this repeatedly in our life,
你有没有反省到什么呢？
Have you thought, give careful thoughts about it?
你看到经济形势不好。
When you see the economic is not good,
很难做，文情和甘蓝。
And it's really hard to for business.
你看到你自己运气不好，刚刚啊一超速，平时很好，就被警察抓住，罚200块。
So you were speeding just for once, and then you were caught and fined.
或者我碰到一个衰人，碰到一个很坏蛋，原本老好的一笔生意突然间又没了。
And you met a con man, and then your business it was lost money.
或者那一套房本来是值50万，但是因为有托儿托儿托儿，中国人叫托儿，韩国人叫媒，做媒，有人做媒把那个房子时间给你抬啊，你要花了60万才能买到。
So the house only worth $500,000, but there's a dummy bidder there, and the dummy bidder make it into $600,000.
所以你的钱袋里面又漏掉了10万了。
So your money has wasted $100,000.
那这些事发生在你，发生在我的身上。
These sort of things happen to me and to you.
你只是看到这个事情的表象，还是反省到什么？
So you see the surface of what's happening, but have you seen give a careful thought about it?
所以哈该就让我们看到。
Haggai remind us to see.
在背后有神的手。
Behind all this is hand of God.
神说是我在主导。
God said it's because of me.
因为是我吹去你自己得卷来的东占来的东西。
It's me that blew it away.
是我不降雨给你。
It's me that
让你没有收成。
Let the rain stop the rain, so you do not have.
你即使撒好了种，种好了，我令干旱临到你，所以你也这个gap像羊白劳一样。
So even you spread the seed, even you work hard, but you have no harvest.
对不对？背后是神的手在那里。
Behind it is the hand of God.
Why? 原因在哪里呢
？Why?
原因在第九节。
The reason is on verse number 9.
看第九节。
Verse number 9.
好，看这里没有写出来啊，第九节。
嗯。
因为我的殿荒凉。你们却奔自己的房屋啊，那个奔或者是顾啊，因为那个原文是用奔 ，run， you run for 啊 ，you run。
Because of my house which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy his own house。
所以这说你们颠倒犹太人，你们颠倒了生活的优先次序。
So Israel, you have put your priority wrong.
所以任何事情的发生都是有原因的。
So everything happened for a reason.
人生中没有一件事，尤其是我们基督徒发生的事，在神的手以外。
There's nothing in life, especially for us Christians, that happens to us is without the hand of God in it.
既然我们明白了神的手在背后。
We understand that God's hands behind this.
我们就要反省，怎么样来重整我们自己的优先次序。
Then we give careful thoughts to how to rearrange our priority.
我们怎么做呢
？How shall we act?
第八节这里提到啊，第八节。
Verse 8 says,
他说你们要上山取木料建造这殿，因此我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。
Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build the house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored.
圣殿必须要被重建。
The temple of God need to be rebuilt.
这样耶和华的荣耀才能够再次与以色列人同在。
So the glory of God will be with the Israel again.
当我们次序排对了。
When we have the right priority,
其他的事情就会顺利。
Other things will fall into places.
所以我们在我们的生活里面要顺服神的心意。
In our life, we will obey God's will.
优先考虑神家的需要。
Put God's things in priority.
而不是将自己的需要摆在首位。
Not in our own need.
所以我们优先用行动来做神所喜悦的事。
We act first for what pleasing God.
做让神得荣耀的事。
What is glorified to God?
那这个与主耶稣的教导实际上是一脉相承。
It's in the same line as what Christ teach.
你们要先求神的国和神的义，你们生活所需要的一切都要加给你们了。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
所以，当哈该讲完第一篇的道之后
，When Haggai finished his first message,
他这篇道非常之 powerful 哦，非常之有能力。
His message is very powerful.
那么三个礼拜之后
，After 3 weeks,
犹太人真的省察，他真的悔改了。
The Israel reflects.
他们用行动来回应，他们就开始来兴建神的殿。
They put it in action, and they start to build.
当人与神的关系重新恢复了正常，那么神的同在就来临了。
When the relationship between man and God is restored, then God's presence is with them.
所以在哈该书的第二篇信息就简单宣告了神的同在。
The second message of Haggai is simply state that God's presence is with them.
当然，我也期望我讲完这篇道之后，三个礼拜大家有很大的改变。
So I hope that after 3 weeks of this message, that we all will be changed.
当然我没有那个没有先知这么有能力了。
Of course, I'm not as powerful as Haggai, the prophet.
或者三个月之后我们有所改变。
If it's happened in 3 months,
我们就愿意将神的国和神的义放在人生的首位。
If we're willing to put God's kingdom into the first priority.
这样我们的人生必定更加的丰盛。
Then our life will be more abundant.
我们教会已经有25年的历史。
Our church have 25 years of history.
那今天是建堂8周年的一个庆典。
Today is the anniversary for this building, the 8 years anniversary.
愿今天是我们一个新的开始。
I hope this is a new beginning.
让我们重新立志将神的国、神的家放在首位。
We put God's kingdom, God's house, the priority of our life.
但教会的复兴一定会临到。
Then the revival of the church will come.
就让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们的天父，谢谢你借着哈该书的话语来向我们说话。
Thank you, God, that you spoke through Haggai the prophet to us.
你来亲自来复兴我们的心。
That you revive our hearts.
让我们将神的家的事情摆在首位。
That we put the things of God.
而不是我们自己的事情放在优先地位。
First, but not our own things.
让我们来重新调整我们的优先次序。
Let us reorganize our priorities.
我们都愿意出来同心建造复兴神的殿。
Let us all commit ourselves to come and revive this church.
求主赐给我们每一个人有一个顺服的心。
Let us all have an obedient heart.
来建造神的家。
To build your house.
来讨主你的喜悦。谢谢我主，听我们同心的祷告，奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。
To honor you and thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一起来唱一首回应诗歌啊。